Cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Alright, so basically our kicker story, we'll have video to it just like Rudy did. So again, when you take out of the chroma key effects, make sure again you cut background very quickly because we need an ID, we gotta lose it, we gotta roll it, we gotta take. Okay, so we got some stuff happening here. Video again, take a look at the video. Because then we're going to have camera 2 on a 4 shot. Oh my. Oh my.
Hey, sometimes it's just
so this is what your last shot.
I
don't
want to go, but I know.
I'm about to take my cross
one. Yeah, everyone gets free tickets to the TV station.
I would love to take my
son. You want to take the wife? Yes. Wife is open.
I like the wife.
Let's see what we got here. Oh, there's
this probably happened 3 years ago.
Last one there.
Yeah.
Go in there and see.
No, I did.
There's Outlaw.
I can
right
do this.
Okay. Cut. What? So Outlaw's done. Here's the other change that we're going to have here, guys. And this is something we're going to pretty much do for at least the next 3 weeks. Take camera to my cue. That's no doubt there. We always do that. Camera one is going to say during the monster truck story, turn back the monster truck, it's going to say, camera one should use as Dahlia. Okay, now typically we're telling you, and for the most part, we did a pretty good job. Camera one, once you're done with chroma key weather, for the first 4 weeks, we're not telling you to move anywhere. Just sit tight. Okay? If anything, you're wheeling and kneeling back to the desk, and if the switch is locked up, we're seeing this out in the air. So if you don't see that.
Sorry about that.
But now it's okay. But the main thing is, camera one, now we're telling you to shoot the news desk dolly out. So what we need you to do here is camera one, shoot news desk dolly out, spin the camera back around, and main thing is, if your feet are already on the green floor, you're in good shape. But if you need to kind of dolly it back a little bit, do so. Okay. Lock at least 2 wheels down, if not all 3. Zoom in all the way on one of the 2 news anchors. Okay? 2 news anchors, any one of the 2. Alright? Focus, and then keep on a nice tight 2 shot. Now we're going to have to monster jam, we're going to camera 2 for a 4 shot. But what we're going to have you do, camera number 1, is going to sit tight there. And again, tilt lock, pan lock, everything unlocked. Wheels have to be locked up. Because it's an uneven floor. Alright, so now we're telling you, camera 1, start your zoom out, which means slowly zoom out. And tilt down because we don't want to see the sports light in the back. Okay? Assuming that's turned on. But we don't want to see the news lights or anything like that. The back lights. And what you're going to do is slowly zoom out, tilt down, and then at the same time, you can start panning off to the left slope. Or if you want to zoom out, tilt down, as soon as you go all the way with that, start panning off to the left, nice and slow. We're going to bring in some of the camera operators and the studio a little bit, vice the floor director. We may already be in black by then. But what you're going to do is slowly just keep on panning at a nice steady pace, not too fast, not too slow, nice and steady, and just kind of walk with the camera this way. You have plenty of room either way. Okay? And here's what it's going to look like, something like this. And again, keep in mind, we have this as a backup as well, too. This right here. Okay? We want to roll this. We want to bring it up half and then bring it up full. Okay? So we're going to have the music playing. But what we're going to hope to want to see here is something like this. Now keep in mind, your open and close are the same thing. So make sure you rewind this thing all the way back too. Alright? Last week I caught someone, they weren't aware of it, and the only reason I said something was because remember that music is on the close, so you may want to back that tape up. Here it's the same music. But it's going to look something like this. Okay? We're going to start pretty much, let's say, on a 2 shot, even something like this, or just get it a little centered up. On camera 1 while you're off the air. Camera 2, everyone's saying see you later, bye. Then camera 1, start your slow zoom out. And then at some point, what we're going to do is dissolve the camera one. And this is playing here. Notice they tilted down as they went. These guys are conversing a little bit, but we're hearing the music. We're panning off to the left. Now keep in mind, this over here, right when you get past the sports desk, it tends to go a little darker because now you're plunging into the darkness where really there's no lights in the studio. Right here. So once you get to this point, assuming you're still on air, here's your engineering levels. You may be up here. Next thing you know, maybe just kind of rippling down here because you're going into the darkness. So at this particular point here as an engineer, route camera one, check and see what you're looking at. Okay, iris, hopefully your pedestal's all set. But your iris wood, you're going to slowly bring it. A bubble just split on your mouth. Did you see that? SpongeBob story. Is that a sign? Is that a sign that, you know, maybe
it could be.
Not good.
She's sticking dish soap today for help. Iris comes up. Iris, bring it up slowly so those levels kind of maintain around 80%. That's kind of what you're looking at. Now, in a situation like this, you have room, as I said, when you're doing the paint. Sometimes you're not going to have that opportunity. What I mean by that is, you know, you probably see yourself on these once in a while where you have to some productions. You may have to build up some scaffolding. So if you build up some scaffolding, what you have to do is bring the camera up to the top, run the cable, and then, of course, the scaffolding sometimes is a little bit, you know, I mean, it's not going to fall. Okay, what I'm saying is you can feel it shake a little bit if you kind of do one of these. So it's happened on the first occasion. I'll never forget it because we're zooming out. They're coming out to me on a commercial break, and I'm supposed to get a shot of whatever event we were on. I think it was like track and field or something. I don't know what it was. But I'm supposed to zoom out, bring in the football arena or whatever, the track, whatever, wherever we were. I don't remember. The point of the matter is I'm waiting for this director to say, okay, ready, camera two, dissolve two. Get off my camera. So I'm thinking, no problem. Okay, I don't know. I only have a little bit of room here. Okay? If I'm going off too far here, I'm falling about 8 feet, 10 feet off my platform. You have to be very careful because you can't bounce because then the camera's all over the place. So, all right, camera two, zoom out. Okay, beautiful. All right, start your pan. And I'm just here, okay, ready? Dissolve one. I'm waiting any moment. Of course, I wasn't smart enough to realize that I don't have enough room here. Where my handlebars were, they were out here. I didn't adjust my handlebars to bring low, so I can just kind of walk like this. So I was just kind of doing one of these. Okay, director, anytime. Anytime you're ready to get off my camera. Ready to dissolve one. I'm thinking, suck in the gut. I'm moving like this. I'm thinking, okay. All right, dissolve camera one. I'm thinking, okay, all right. Oh, man, bring it back over. Jeez. Okay, handlebars down. And I'm going to give myself a little more flexion. Okay, for something like that. Because it's like, I want to keep the shot, but after a while, I'm just going to probably shake it. I'll probably get yelled at. But I don't know how long I was on the air. I didn't hear a thing because I just kind of went like this and I wasn't even looking at it. I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to let it go for another couple seconds. Bring it on. So here you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about falling off the edge. You know, nothing like that. So, all right, any questions on the script for this week? Okay, and again, it's really, you know, keep in mind, same script for the following week. Now, the main thing I want to make sure you guys are aware of is making sure you take advantage of the time that you're in here when your group is not up or you're in an off spot. The main reason I'm saying that is because this is the last week you're able to kind of sit in here while the show's going on if you are in an off spot or in the other group. Come to graded shows, you're not able to do that. If you're not in the group and all the positions are filled, you take a break. So make sure you just take advantage of that. Keep questions answered. Ask him if
you got. Yeah. For the sign-off, the talent wants us, thanks for joining us for, did we say the station name? Thanks for joining us for.
And again, this is kind of an ad lib. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to go word for word on this.
It's the other anchor.
Let's see. Thanks for joining us for Steve. I'm Tony. Have a great evening.
Okay.
You know, but you know, you don't even have to say it. You don't have to go word for word on that. Thanks for joining us. See you at 11 o'clock. Not a problem. Okay? All right. Good deal. One thing keep in mind here, guys, and like I said, the situation that occurred the other day, it was news to me. I don't know all the details. I mean, I don't really look for that stuff because that's not part of my job. But I will say this. You know, obviously today, and just like for the most part, every single day I've been with you, I don't know where the change comes into play with other instructors, but stuff like today, whether you're listening to me or not, because personally I don't care if you listen to me or not. I mean, honestly, whatever sticks in your head is great. I mean, that's what I'm here for, and hopefully it does. But at least it looked like the thing. And this is typically what it's like a lot of times in the real world. It's a situation where, hey, we got people's attention, we're focused. Even if you're not really interested in the material, that's, you know, you're a good actor, and that's good sometimes. I've acted too. But the point of the matter is there's no cell phone, there's no chit-chat with neighbors, none of that stuff. This is stuff that we typically deal with, us instructors out in the industry, including myself this past Sunday. It was a terrific. So I ran into a couple of people that were specs for us at Owens Community College. I was there for class, and they were there for a wrestling tournament, a regional wrestling tournament. There was two people from two different stations. You know, and it was really cool to see, you know, folks like that because, you know, you see what they do in the classroom every single day and in production every single day while they were here, and you knew they were going to do some good stuff. What they wanted to do was shoot news and sports, and that's what they're doing. They're both sports photographers, but they do some new stuff as well, too. So it was really good to see individuals like that, and like I said, The main thing today, this is typically like a pre-production meeting. That's how we treat Mondays, pre-production. Thursdays and Fridays are production. The main thing is you look the part, and that's all that matters. I just want to make sure you guys are aware of that, because when it comes down to placement and career services, you know, the one thing you always got to keep in mind is just because you're cool with me, we don't know for sure about others. That's why we all instructors, we always like, tend to talk. When you think so-and-so, you think so-and-so. Okay, they're cool with you, they're cool with me, I have no problem. Sometimes it's a surprise to me. It's like, really? They didn't turn in any stuff for you? I mean, because for me, they're cool. Or sometimes vice versa. So, main thing, whatever happened, not good, obviously. Some of the words that were talked about. I don't know all the information, but like I said, I just want to make sure you guys are aware of that. Like today, this is the perfect situation. This is exactly what we deal with. And we do happen to get a little frustrated sometimes when people aren't paying attention, because when we're dealing with professionals, and not everyone's a professional, as you know, this is typical. This is normal. This is typical. This is the way we rock and roll. Okay? So just keep that up, and like I said, you're in good shape, because you want to put a good foot forward. And like I said, you don't want to be the person who doesn't have a job or a gig or anything out of here, and no one's going to recommend you for anything. You know, even 2-3 months dry, not doing anything, you tend to lose a lot of stuff. My last class found out a little bit of that. I mean, it's, you know, we're going through productions, 5 weeks, boom, 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 boom. Take a week off for Christmas. We'll see you back. Come back, and sometimes you forget how to run a switcher. I mean, it's amazing. And then it comes back to you. But imagine being off for a month, 2-3 months. You tend to lose those skills rather, rather quickly. So again, as I said, try to treat this. It's almost like learning a foreign language. Anyone who's trying to learn a foreign language or has in the past, you know, it's kind of a little bit every single day. Every single week, you got to go through it a little bit, just so you don't lose that stuff. Okay? And you want to be you want to be the person who gets recommended for that stuff as well, too. So just keep going. You guys are cool, and no issues today, and most important. So just want to let you know that. All right? So more and more pay attention, and obviously better shows this week. There's going to be some struggles this week, trust me. But hopefully we keep those at a minimum. Okay? At least a couple little potholes, but we don't want to be in the road on this one. So I'll be very, very talkative on Thursday. Hopefully a lot less talkative on Friday. But we'll see. Sometimes I can't help it. That's just what I do, so I can't help it. Okay. All right, main thing, got a midterm. What I need you guys to do is everything underneath your desk, please, except the pen or pencil. That includes cell phones. That includes water bottles. That includes flasks, if you got them. That includes MP3 players, iPads, smartphones, everything. All right, also, too, folks, and not to pick on you guys in the back row, but what we typically do is have you guys, every other person. I got a lovely chair here. I got I got 3 chairs. 1, 2, 3, 4. So in the back row, just make sure there's no neighbor with you. So anyone who has a neighbor next to them, move on back. But you can just slide over on the left. So yeah, you have a neighbor. So move on back. And RJ, you probably just slide over one if you want. Or, you know, we can have another person with you. Well, too, that'd be good. All right, that's cool. So we need slide over one, slide over one, RJ. Good, that'd be good. All right. Questions, midterm, 20 questions, as I said. Read the questions very carefully, very specifically. Answer very specifically as well. And if there are questions, obviously, come on up and ask. Don't raise your hand on that. We'll work on that as best we can without giving you the answer. Okay? Not till Thursday we have answers. Or whenever I get the other folks who are not here to take the midterm. Okay? So don't ask me for answers. Hey, what was the question? You can look in your notes. I can't go over any of that until everyone in the class takes the test, which everyone's not here to get. Sir,
just chill when we're done.
Great pointer. Nice job. Production. let me take attendance here real quick. So therefore, when you're done, you can just head out over to your 11 o'clock class. You're done. Nice job, Arm.